Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today's Thursday, March 12th. I can't believe it's the 12th already, man.
I know.
I still have a lot of things to do and I can't have the time flying on me like this.
No, it's rude.
Yeah.
Time, calm down.
Beautiful day in Los Angeles. Too bad you guys are not here. And we have a very special guest in the studio.
Wait, but is she that special? Everyone's special.
I know, they do. They are special.
You call everybody special.
I know,
because
they're special to me. Excuse me. Lauren is special.
I am special.
You're as special as the guest
was
yesterday.
You see, that's the thing. That's the thing. I mean, a guest, you make him feel special when you say that.
That's true. Do you feel special?
I did until you started saying that I wasn't.
I'm sorry. I'm busy tweeting to you. So.
Well, obviously, these two know each other if they're starting off like this.
True.
Yeah, we have Jen's best friend, Lauren, in the studio. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, the other half of Two Drunk Girls here.
Yes, these are the two drunk girls that we've been talking about to you guys mm-hmm. and promoting to death. Actually, we're not doing it enough. We need to do it more, right?
Okay. The more Two Drunk Girls, the better. In fact, exactly. I'm actually live tweeting this radio show.
She can multitask.
I am posting photos if you guys want to follow along.
I'm just talking.
On Twitter, at Two Drunk Girls.
Okay.
Oh, so you have your own Twitter feed, too, for
yes.
the show.
Obviously.
Okay. Yeah. And you guys can go to the website, twodrunkgirls.net.
Yep.
And it's two spelled out. T-W-O.
That's right.
And
you can watch our episodes.
Yeah, and you can watch the episodes. I was telling Jen the other day, I was watching some of them, and it was pretty funny. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, thanks. What he actually said was, my face is funny.
Your face is funny, too. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that your face is funny. I'm saying the expressions on your face are.
Not that I personally am funny looking.
Yeah. But you know what? But Candace yesterday said you were funny, too.
She did. And I actually told her, I told Lauren last night when we were having drinks at the Sunset Tower Hotel with our other girlfriend, Shira. Hi, Shira.
Hi.
That I took it really, like, to her in a good way because I was like, oh, my God, she was genuine about it. When she said I was funny, she meant it. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're funny, and you have a face for radio.
Thank you.
There
Just
you
kidding.
I do. So you should see our pictures on Twitter.
Exactly. Check out the pictures. Today's going to be a different show because obviously Lauren, the guest, is with us from the beginning because we need to be able to utilize every possible minute of the show.
Yes.
Because we're going to be drinking this morning.
We That's are. Right. Sam brought us a special gift.
And Jen made sure that I did because I still owed you one.
Yeah, you did.
And we were going to do this when we had the station anniversary, but I never brought the drinks in.
Oh.
So,
when was the station anniversary?
Because I'm very forgetful. February 4th.
Oh,
That
happy
was 7 years. Thank you. So we have champagne here.
Yeah.
I chose to bring in Spumante because Spumante is a it's sort of like a dessert champagne,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
That's what they call it. So it's not like too dry.
Yeah.
It's not that like sometimes really sour taste
yeah.
to it. Some champagnes are even kind of bitter too.
Yeah.
But this one is nice. It's kind of sweet.
Good.
And it goes with the orange just fine.
Perfect. I love that. You're a good bartender. Also,
I guess.
We were talking before the show started about like Spumante versus whatever else. And I was like, well, there's a funny story about Spumante. My family, my dad and mom, had several dogs when I was growing up. And they were all named after a different alcohol.
Really?
So one was Seriously? Asti, as in Spumante.
In Asti Spumante.
We had a Stoli, Stolichnaya vodka. Yeah.
That's cute.
I know. Wow. My dad had a whiskey, a little, what's it called?
I don't
know. Springer Spaniel.
Oh.
At some point. Yeah, so all of our dogs had been named after
So it's
alcohol.
So fitting that now you've become who you've become.
Exactly. Yes, I was bred to be an alcoholic from the beginning. My parents were like, if all else fails, you will have alcohol, Jen.
There you go.
Hey, that's my go-to.
I'm surprised they didn't name me something like that. But
I'm going to attempt to open the champagne without spilling, but bring me the glass just in
pop
case.
Bottles.
Here we go.
We're popping bottles. Let me take a photo of this for our...
Wait. You're going to pour yours because I'm not going to be able to reach there.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you do the honors.
Don't do it yet. Don't do it yet.
Okay.
Because if it didn't happen
on... She wants to document it.
Yeah. If it didn't happen in photos, it never...
Then it's not real.
No.
Exactly.
All right.
That's why everybody's got to take photos of everything.
Yeah, Sam. Okay, Sam's doing it. Are you guys listening? There it is.
There it was.
There it was.
There's popping pop. Bottles.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know Champers. How much to put in.
Oh, Sam, so more than that.
Let
Sam.
Me taste it. Oh, but Sam, I can't because I got
you
got
to just pour all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Really?
This is an hour-long radio show. And yeah. That orange juice.
I just don't want it to dilute the orange juice too.
Why?
Much.
Wait, that's I feel like vice versa.
Yeah. I don't know. You see, I'm not a professional drinker. You guys will
it's
teach
okay.
me.
It's okay. Yeah, we will teach you.
I'm pouring mine.
My mom actually, since we talk about how she's like really into Facebook. Uh-huh. Hi, Mom. You're probably
she
listening.
Is. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Jan.
So she knew that we were going to be drinking on the show today only because Sam posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
So I got a text from her this morning as I'm driving in.
There
shouldn't
you
have been looking, but I was.
Jennifer.
That said, break a leg on the show this morning. Don't drink too much.
Uh-huh.
It's like she already knew.
She already knew.
I don't have to tell her anything because Sam will.
There
I
you go.
She just finds out from Facebook.
Well, yeah, everybody
social
finds
media.
Out. I mean, it's not like we're sitting here in a
room.
You know
what? You know what's interesting is that yeah. people, there. You know, we have a large group of friends, Jen and I, and, you know, sometimes when we all get together, there's like 30 of us.
Mm.
And, of course, there's different groups within that group, those groups. But social media kind of screws that over because it now when
you can't
days,
escape.
You cannot escape. Like, yeah. if part of the... if. Five or seven of those people decide to go to a concert,
uh-huh.
we see it on Instagram.
And thanks
like,
for the invite.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I wasn't invited to that
yeah,
one.
Thank you.
Like, you can't, that's social, that's the problem. Like, you want to post
almost
what you're
names.
Doing, but then you get in trouble, too.
Right. So you got to keep your life private. Keep some things private.
We don't
you know?
Believe
people
in that.
Don't understand. Hold
cheers.
On a second.
Cheers.
We got to cheer
cheers.
It.
Cheers.
There we go. Bottoms oh. up.
Bottoms
we're all
up.
Taking a sip right now, so sorry for the dead air.
Yeah. I'll slurp so you know it's real.
Mmm. This is amazing.
That's really good.
Isn't it?
Oh, that's excellent. Oh, I wow. mean, by the way, that bottle of champagne is almost done.
I mean, we almost drank the whole thing.
In three glasses.
Well, that's because they're big glasses. They're not champagne
this
flutes.
Is like breakfast.
Yeah, it is. And I usually don't drink at all. You know,
really?
Yeah, I drink.
Are we
for
a good
social...
influence or a bad influence then?
Neither one. I mean, I'll do anything.
When
you know?
Do you drink?
Yeah. When I go out. When
so
I go out.
Out.
Yeah, I don't drink when I'm at home. Or,
okay, what's your drink of choice when you go out?
Usually I'll have like a 7 & 7, which is whiskey and 7-Up.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes I'll have Bloody Marys. I
ooh.
Like those.
Ooh, we're Bloody Mary fans. Right? Yes.
Are you
oh, yeah.
really? Yeah,
how do you like them, Sam, with all the works and spicy and all that?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it because then it makes it like almost like... like a health drink or something.
Yeah, it's almost like yeah. a V8. The more yeah. greenery, the better. If there's oh. like a tree growing out of my Bloody Mary, I'm in.
And bacon?
Well, clearly we know I don't
have
do
you ever had a...
Oh, they put bacon in there?
Sometimes, yeah.
Wow.
Damn. Like a thing of bacon sticking out of the Bloody Mary?
Wow.
To die for.
Wow.
To die for. Also, wow. Sam, should we talk about your Tinder dates? Have you gone on any?
No, I haven't gone on Tinder dates, but the matches start piling up.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Isn't it overwhelming?
I don't check it. Yeah.
Are you collecting people? Because Jen and I feel like we collect people when we're on Tinder.
We collect.
Yeah.
We hoard
humans. No, actually,
humans.
I just find that that small talk doesn't get me far.
I know.
Think texting moves faster.
Yes.
Yeah,
right? Because texting is like one-on-one. And with the app, you, every time you go in, you're like, wow, look at all these people, you know, and you don't get to
you
anybody.
You feel less connected through the app because it's almost like one other thing in the way. When you're texting
yeah.
like
right.
directly, it just feels more personal.
Yeah.
Even though it's not really personal.
Right.
But it is. It's one-on-one, you know, and you take the time and you know who you're talking to and
yes.
everything. But here it's just like always the same. What part of town do you live
yes.
in? You know, I mean, I start with a funny thing and that works. But then it's like, okay, where do you live? What do you do? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then so then a couple of them, I asked them, do you want to go to a phone call? And sure, you know, they sent me the numbers. I haven't called yet, you know, because, yeah.
Why haven't you called?
Because I don't really have the time to call and I hate being on the phone, you know. So, I mean, I'd rather like text, make an, you know, set to meet. And meet. You know,
well, then,
we can talk on the phone for 5 minutes, 10
yeah.
minutes or so. But I know it's going to be a half hour at least.
Oh, man.
You know what you know? Should do?
What?
Then you should, because nobody likes somebody who, I mean, every girl likes a guy that's busy and has things going on.
Right.
But not
too busy.
Not too busy because you don't want to be like rushing off.
And but I'm not too busy. I never come across. I never tell people I'm too busy for anything.
Of course.
I am busy, but
Sam has really long days. He's up till 3 a.m. every day.
That's the good kind of busy. I feel like there's a story there that we'll get to.
No, that's just what
story.
Sam does.
Yeah. Oh. I don't sleep a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I think a good way to go into it is to be busy without being like brushing off, like we're saying. So maybe when you get onto a phone call, you say, hey, I just wanted to call you and, you know, maybe make a plan. I have to go into a meeting in like 5 minutes, but even though you don't.
Right.
And then you say.
It's quick.
Yeah. And then you say, but that's I wanted true. To set up and kind of preface it with like, you have somewhere to be, but you're happy to talk to them type of a thing.
Or you wanted to like connect over the phone or like hear their voice or something. I don't know.
Right.
It's
no,
crazy,
absolutely. And besides.
I wanted to hear your voice.
I want to wear your skin.
But he puts the lotion in the basket. No, don't do that.
Well, I told you, Lauren, Sam and I, we talk Tinder all the time. And so we like went
Tinder
over,
talk.
Tinder talk. We went over his profile and we set him up with like some interesting things to say about himself, some photos that maybe show less serial killer.
Yeah,
Sam,
which I didn't really change.
More relationship, Sam.
What is serial killer, Sam?
It's the same photo over and over again.
3 in the morning, up till 3 in the morning.
Yeah, that's true.
Sewing the human skin suits.
The posing.
The headshots, basically.
Yeah, the headshots.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was like, maybe
I happen to love them. What can I tell you know?
Well, I was like, throw in some of your kids.
Some
or maybe
natural
like,
life photos.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe you on the radio.
Yeah, you should totally put a. Do you have a radio shot?
I will.
I think you should. You should probably take during the show since you can multitask.
Okay.
And you give Sam a couple options. Throw that one onto your profile.
Right. Okay. Or we'll just take one after the show or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, or something
you
like
that.
You
and your ladies.
Yeah, because I'm behind everything here.
Yeah.
But the screen.
Oh, that's
the
desk true.
You would be like one of those people that put those pictures up and you're like, I can't see your face. I'm like, wait, what do you mean you can't see my face?
Sam, if you came across a girl, I have two questions for you on Tinder. If you came across a girl that almost every photo was super far away, or she was with a group of like four people and you don't really know which one she
is. Yeah, I don't like
is,
those.
That is a problem. Right. Yeah, so guys have a problem with that too. B, also, I don't like when there's no like writing description underneath. Like I feel like
that's why we added one to Sam's. We made him a profile.
Don't you think? Told me, she showed me how to do it, so I did.
Good.
Yeah, and no, that's a good idea. But I mean the thing that really changed my response was I changed the age range. Mm. You know, I was looking for like, you know, women in their 40s and stuff, you know, early 40s maybe. Yeah. And not getting many fish. So
what'd you do? You
so I added like 50 on too.
Good.
And I'm getting the early 50s
good.
Ones. And,
hey,
and the late 40s
wrong with
one.
That.
No, I know, but, you know, I don't know. You might think there's something, nothing wrong with it. But I'm having a hard time aging. Yeah.
I don't think it's easy for anybody, but.
You're right. You're absolutely right, you know. And it's just not a pretty thing to age. But at the same time, there are a lot of good things to it as well. It just doesn't
wiser.
Look great.
I think, I will say this, and it sucks, and it sounds like a generalization, but I think it's totally true. I think men, in general, age better than women.
Totally.
I know now, I'm in my 30s, I like when a guy has gray hair. I like when a guy has like a little bit of wrinkles. I don't want to date a dude that's like 33 years
no.
old.
No.
I don't.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I'm into it too. Like I think early 40s for my age at this
yes.
point. Like
right.
but then imagine like, you know, early 40s probably want your age.
Right.
So
right.
like I want a guy that has gray hair, a little bit of gray hair.
It's just manly it. And
also,
real.
Because in their 40s, they definitely have a job. They've seen the world. They like. Yeah.
You're very concerned with the job thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm a job supremacist.
She needs someone
Sam,
independent.
Wait a second. Sam, we live in a town where 90% of the dudes here are slashies. Do you know what a slashy is?
No.
An actor slash model slash bartender. That's
okay.
not a real
That's
job.
Right.
Not
yeah.
a real
all
job.
All Peter Pans. I'm sorry. I know I sound like I'm jaded.
They
no,
pay
but
rent.
It's true.
They don't own. They have a roommate. Not
and they
live
sleep,
alone.
And they sleep on a mattress.
Right. They
with
don't
their,
make
like,
their bed.
Four bros that they were in fraternity with. No, thank you. I'm not.
And these are guys in the 30s?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Even
Sam.
Late 30s.
Yeah.
My ex-boyfriend is 38 years old, lives with a roommate, drove a motorcycle until he crashed it and had to get a car. I'm like, hold on a second. Mr. Personal Trainer, get a real job and move out and live alone. Maybe save up for a down payment and stop buying drinks for everybody.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
I mean, there's just something very attractive about a dude who wants to like take care of himself. And furthermore, like, I take care of myself. Mm-hmm. I live in an apartment by myself.
Same-sies.
I pay my bills. I take care of my business. I don't sleep on a mattress with like four of my girlfriends. Right. Come on. Well, no. Although maybe they might like that.
I might sleep over.
Yeah, exactly. Jen's- we want to hear more about that one. I was actually thinking of making the whole show about sex, you know, because.
Why? What do you want to talk about?
I'll tell you why. Because.
Because he always makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Because I want to find out why she's uncomfortable.
She's always uncomfortable about sex.
Really?
Sexual words.
She yeah.
I'm not going to say
so we won't use sexual words. We'll talk in different language about
that's
sex.
That's fine. Because I'll tell you this. So my mom, still to this day, hi mom again, says things like intercourse or make love or tinkle if you have to pee. So like, I think at some point in my life I said the word damn and she's like, that's a bad word. I'm like, calm down. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah, she came from Boston. So it's like Pleasantville there and like
it is
very proper. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I guess where she grew up. She didn't grow up in Southie. She grew up with like fancy people.
I like the Southie Boston.
Well, that is not Jan, so
that is not Jan.
Let's she is what she is. She eats a lot of lobster. But so
she's
I was
fancy.
And my dad also didn't speak like, you know, he didn't really curse. He didn't like speak vulgarly in any way. So I grew up with these people.
Right.
So okay, it's more that I know it. I know what words exist. And it's not like I am a virgin. Sorry, Terry.
Jennifer.
I know. They just found out now at age 30.
And she's apologizing.
No, my mom also, for the record, has called me a lesbian on occasion because she's like, why don't you have a boyfriend? Why do you only have so many girlfriends?
There's nothing wrong with
that. Right. And that's the thing is that why the pressure to have a boyfriend? I don't understand.
She gave up, actually.
I mean, you seem to be pretty together. Your life seems to be pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
So, but I'm trying to find out, okay, even if we don't use dirty words and stuff, what makes you uncomfortable about sex? I mean, because you talk about it, right?
Yeah.
You like it probably, right? Okay.
It happens on occasion.
Yeah. So why are you nervous about it?
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
So you can talk about it.
Well,
I mean, you don't have to talk about your personal life.
And
you know?
I am happy to expose my personal life because I just don't care. But it's more like because it wasn't talked about in front of me, like that was the one thing that was private.
Right.
It was like not heard and not seen.
Right. I'm trying to think if you and I that have sexual conversations.
You've told me what people have said to you.
I know, but you don't tell me things. And so I'm trying to
think. If you asked, I would tell you.
I'm thinking, is it maybe because it's Sam and like maybe you feel like a different type of connection relationship with Sam, so you feel uncomfortable? Right. Or is it just you in general? I think it is just you in
it's
general.
Just
but
me
she's
in general.
Also on the air, you know.
No,
so,
I don't care.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is literally, it's like I'm just sitting in a room and I don't even notice that there are people listening.
She doesn't even notice the microphone in front of her face. Or
no, what I think I'm doing every day is coming to talk to you, Sam, for an hour.
Right, exactly.
I forget there
That's
are listeners.
That's how it feels, I know.
Right. So, hi, everybody else.
Oh, hi. Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, you guys in the corner. No, in the internet. I think it's more that I just don't incite the conversation. If it were to happen around me or people were to ask me questions, I'd be happy to tell you about my escapades.
Yeah.
But
sexcapades.
Sexcapades. But because I don't feel like it's just not a common conversation for me, I don't bring it up.
What do you want to ask her, Sam?
Yeah, what are the questions?
Well, we'll see. I wasn't going to ask you guys. I was just going to have a conversation. But, but no, also, I don't blame her because the first show she ever showed up here, I surprised her with a sexual guest on the line, you know, about kink and things like that.
Oh, hey.
It wasn't by design. But it happened that way.
It was literally the first show. She has a website and it's a like
to meet people that want to
swing
to hook up.
No, it's like it's a phone service. So she does
like
sex
the
operation.
Evangeline Lilly commercial. Do you remember that old commercial?
No.
The chick from Lost that was like, "Hi, Loveline."
Stop it right now.
She was on. Do you remember that?
I don't remember she was on there. No,
she was the like Loveline girl.
No
or
way.
Anyway, Live Links or whatever it was called.
Was that before or after Lost?
It was like right before Lost, and then it would air during Lost. If we're like that chick, she must have been hurting for a second, then she got a big break.
Right.
But okay, so she was one of those
Yeah.
Call center.
So it's her business and she does it.
Got it.
And she was saying like what people like and why she does it. And obviously, you know, if it's your business, you're really into it. So it was like speaking to somebody who's very involved in something that like I don't have any idea about or like don't really relate to.
Did she have like a sex voice too?
Kind of. No, actually, it was like sweeter than that. It was like, not that you're not sweet, but it was like more like.
That was not sweet.
I have a talk show. I don't know.
How do you remember that? I don't even remember what she sounded like.
She's probably traumatized. She's probably traumatized.
I think about her every
exactly.
night.
This is why she can't talk to you about sex. See, it's your fault, Sam.
Yeah, you stifled that real quick.
Yeah, there you go. You see, that, I know that's the reason.
Got to the bottom
totally
of it.
Totally turned it off. And I thought she's probably going to think, oh my God, what did I get myself into?
Yeah, what kind
if
of radio
every episode
show?
Is going to be like this.
I mean, I definitely thought that. Here. The thought occurred to me.
I know it did.
When I came back.
Yeah.
She did. She likes to come back for more.
I do. I need to get to the bottom of things.
Yeah. But,
so we're on the show that Lauren and I are going to do here.
Oh, what an announcement.
I think that we should announce
Did we just announce that? We need to pop another bottle.
I think it was a really
I'm really
segue.
Excited. Yeah, I know.
It was good. It was a little anticlimactic.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But
that's how the rest of my life is. Just kidding.
Would you pour us a little more champagne? Yes.
Oh, look who's getting saucy today.
And I'm not feeling anything, but
that's
you know.
The trick of mimosa.
It's because you didn't put enough champagne in.
I know,
tried
Sam.
To tell you.
Sam, we'll teach you the ways.
Okay, so, but leave some for yourselves, too. No, not
there you
the whole thing.
I mean, it's a whole day that's got to happen.
Sorry. I'm hitting things with the glass bottle.
So, speaking of our show, Lauren and I are going to, you know, dive in deeper about probably sex and dating and all those things on our show called Date Center with Two Drunk Girls.
That's it.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah.
Date Center.
So this is an evolution of the Two Drunk Girls.
Yes. So the thing is, the Two Drunk Girls is a brand. Basically, it's like Kathy Lee and Hoda. We're like two girls that love to talk. We're best friends, and we love to drink at the same time because everything's a celebration.
And it's not as to say that we're always hammered.
No, we're not hammered.
We like to commemorate occasions with a celebratory drink.
Yeah, like this morning. Isn't
like
it fun
right now.
Having a mimosa?
See,
it
makes it like
different.
It makes it a special, air quote, special
right,
day.
According to Sam.
That's absolutely. So you guys make every day special.
We do.
We try really hard to make everything special. So
YOLO.
YOLO.
You only live once.
You only live once. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, we as Two Drunk Girls can talk about a variety of things. So our YouTube show that we do weekly is more about like pop culture and things like that, or like our, like guiding you, like our viewers, to do something in particular.
Current events or something that happened in our life that has to do with something in general that we could maybe feel like we could give advice to people or each other.
Or just our general thoughts, really. And if you like them, cool. Not cool.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Felicia.
Have a drink.
Drink. It'll be better.
Exactly.
So,
mellow out.
Exactly.
Calm down a little
bit. 4 minutes of your life. Everybody will be just fine. Yeah. So that's one show. Then we've got another show here talking about dating, which is what we're going to do. And we're going to bring in.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. We're going to bring in like different like celebrities that we know and different people that are encountering like things that we encounter in terms of dating and also learn from some people that might be doing it right. Because we're not.
I mean, clearly.
Hello. The three of us, single.
Call us.
But you see, that's the thing is that I don't feel it's a bad thing.
No,
but you guys are at a different point in your life too, right?
You've also accomplished something, Sam. You've been married. You have kids.
Exactly. So it's all behind me. Now I'm ready to play.
Good.
But you guys are getting ready to start your family.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you're anxious to find someone.
For sure.
We are. Yeah. And we also have a lot of opinions about like how dating is these days. We should actually have the great love debate people on our show too.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that would be interesting. Yeah. And also like matchmakers and stuff that maybe they'll tell us like maybe what we're doing wrong or right.
Right.
You know?
And we've had those on the show.
Yeah.
But we never really got that specific.
Right. So
but
somebody
we'll
should
do that.
Yeah. They'll come into our show. Sam, you'll be a guest on our show.
Yeah.
I'll be a listener for sure.
Yeah. And we'll take callers. People can ask us or give us advice, whatever it
for
is.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel, and I also, I think that the topic of dating is kind of specific, but it can be very general. And I also feel like there's a lot of women in particular and guys that are our age that are even in our group of friends, and we talk about this anyway
all the time.
On our own personal time, our phone calls. A lot of my phone calls with my girlfriends consist of like, what should I text this guy? I like this guy. And so I feel like it's just a very valid conversation right now for people our age within, you know, our age range. And so I think it's a good it's something that people want to hear, something right. that people want to engage in.
It's a topic that, I mean, Sam and I have been talking about it daily now. We're like, wait, what happened in the news? Who cares? What happened on Tinder?
Yeah. And look, it even crosses like gender and age too, because
totally.
All of us here come from different places, are different ages.
Right.
We're all still talking about it too. So,
exactly. Right.
No, that's for sure. Now, so my question is, I mean, you guys date quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how come nothing sticks? I mean,
you know what?
I would think, you know, if I dated like 3 or 4 different women, one of them would probably be pretty cool.
Sam, how much
but
time
you guys,
do you have?
I'll tell you what. Yeah. Okay, but I'll tell you what I think. I think you guys are looking for a husband, and that's a problem.
Okay.
So we shouldn't have husbands.
No.
Just let go.
You should find a boyfriend first.
Yeah.
And then have them be your husband.
Here's the thing, though. I think that's fine in your 20s, because you have time to spare. Not that we don't have time, because,
yes,
however, your biological clock is what it is. There's nothing, we cannot fight that no matter what we do.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But I will say, I agree with you, Jen. I think that you have to go into it with some expectations that are different than when you're in your 20s and you're just like, let's go to the bar and get drunk. Although I do care about that right now. Anyway.
But we do that anyway.
My point is that, Sam, though, I do think you're right in the sense of a vibe you put off. Like, I don't think you can go into it with those vibes and expectations, because I think it's a little discerning for the dude.
Yeah.
And I think that it's like that. We can swear on the show, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All you want.
It's that there's some book, I think I'm saying this right, that it's called It's Just a Fucking Date, or something to that effect.
I've never heard of this.
And it's sort of like the he's just not that into you idea.
Yeah.
And it is that's true. It's like, it is just a fucking date. Like, we can't go into it like, so, I mean, not that I never say those things.
Right.
On the
I
first
don't grill
date. Like,
you. Like, so, how many kids do you want?
When are you ready to get married? I obviously don't say those things, but a vibe is a real thing. And if that's what you're thinking, you could be putting off.
No, I mean, that's
so
the vibe.
I think you're
right. I agree, but it's not just the vibe. I think it's in your head also. You're probably, the first thing you're asking is this marriage material?
Totes.
Kind of, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Maybe they are, but you don't know in the beginning.
This is what I have to say to both of you. I think you're both wrong.
Why?
I'll tell you why, but don't interrupt me, because you two, let me speak.
Okay.
Drink your drinks while I'm talking. So
I am.
This is what I have to say about that. I've spent enough time dating people and like doing the like, well, it's just a boyfriend, or like, well, I'll just like see how it goes. Meanwhile, I wasted so much time with idiots, and I literally can't have that time back, because is it behind me?
You're 100% right, though.
Simmer,
but
that's
not what I'm saying.
No, but I think if you want to be taken seriously, you have to be serious about yourself and what you want, and you have to put out there what you want, and that's what you'll receive. So yeah, it may fend off all the idiots that don't actually want what you want, but good riddance.
I agree.
Bye, Felicia's.
I agree, but I think that in general, when you put pressure on anything in that sense, it's like not a good, it's a combination of knowing what you want and putting it out there. I'm not saying give your ideals away and just be like, well, I just can't care. You have to, it's a combination of letting go and being a firm believer in what you want and looking for it. And if you go, look, contrary to popular belief, it does not take me 6 months to figure out if I like you. If I'm going on date number 3 with you, it's because I think you could be that dude. I'm not going to go on even a second date with you if I don't think that it's possible.
Right.
So I'm on your game plan for that. I think that you have to also kind of let go, be in the moment, and just like kind of let the date happen and like take off that unnecessary pressure of like, is this my husband? Because it's not good for you or the other person.
Right. I agree with that. I mean, I don't think that you should show up with a list of questions and possibly a marriage proposal.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, even a vibe, like you got to just let it go and just like be a little more open-minded. Sam, you're right. I think that this person, if you're focusing too much in your head about what you need and all of these things, don't ignore it. But you might be overlooking some things about the guy.
Yeah, maybe disqualifying right away.
For sure.
You know, but I got to tell you, I think you're a perfect candidate for like matchmaking, because you want to find someone who's like-minded.
Yeah.
You see, when you date these guys, you don't know if they're ready for marriage.
Right.
I mean, he could be a great guy and possibly even a good husband, but maybe he's not ready yet.
And I have countless friends in relationships that are not ready.
Yeah,
and we know one that says he's not ready, and I think he's super hot. Don't say the name. And he will say, like, it's not, I don't know. It's just like, what if you're not ready? It's like, dude, you're like 34 years old. Why are you not ready?
Well, also 34 in LA is very young for a man.
Sam,
they're not
I
ready.
Can't.
We
really?
Have friends that are 42 and still not ready.
Wow.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
You're not listening, but you know who you are.
Yeah.
So that's a problem, I guess. So women your age do have a problem here.
You know what else I think the problem is too, Sam? Mm. Is that... I hate to say this because I feel like, and not to sound hokey, but it gives all of the power of like women away and Women's Awareness Month or whatever it. But dudes in LA, if they want a girlfriend, they will have one.
Yeah.
It's like their choice. And we have to like sit and wait to be picked is kind of how it feels.
Really?
Because guys, there are so many beautiful women that fly in on like boatloads every day from like Nebraska that are like 22 and they're like young, blonde, fake boobed little girls.
They fly in on boatloads.
They do. They fly in on a boat. A boat with wings that flies them in from the Midwest. And they're all like, we're so sweet and we're going to cook you dinner. And we're like 22 years old, and then they just, I feel like dudes here just wait. They're like, oh, it's fine, when I'm 40 I'll just marry that 25 year old chick. And so they just do that. They just date and play. Every time they go out to a bar, there's like a new truckload of girls to pick. It's like the grass is always greener,
always. So they don't have to settle down for a really long time until all of a sudden their family
and
is
they know,
like, New York is like, anytime now, you know, give us a grandkid. You may want to simmer because your whole entire family is married.
Majority of girls in LA want a boyfriend, so they just go, you. And then it's like, done.
Done. Because a girl always wants a relationship. I don't care what she says.
Yeah.
She can scream up and down all day and all night that she wants to be single and that she's independent and that it's not about that.
It's just more in our nature, I think.
Right.
Yeah,
we want a relationship.
Guy. You
right.
just want one guy.
We definitely do. So if it were up to us and the guy we liked wanted to be in a relationship, we'd lock that shit down.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
However, he's the one that's like, well, I'm not ready to settle down yet.
I'm only 34.
I'm only 34.
That's my favorite excuse. Work is so, I'm so busy with work.
Yeah, I know. Don't you hate when people say
that's
that?
It's not even a real, it's a valid excuse. I guess it's a convenient excuse and it's totally annoying. My comparison is always like, really? Barack Obama is really busy with work and he has a wife and children.
Right.
And dogs.
Exactly. And time for other things as well.
And if Giselle Bundchen wanted to date you, you wouldn't be too busy now, would you? I don't think so.
Right.
I will say this though. I actually said to you like 2 days ago or whatever it was that I'm actually very busy with work these days, but it's become my priority. So like if that's my priority and like, you know, the other time spent in my life is with friends or family, I don't have that much time for dating. So then I was like, wait, do I really want to be dating right now? I don't actually know if that's my priority or not.
It might not be or whatever, but if you met a guy that you kind of like,
I'd make room.
You would make time.
Totally make room.
It's not that hard.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true, exactly.
There's no excuses. My mantra this year is no excuses.
Hashtag no excuses.
You can't make excuses. You will make it happen. There are so many things that you have to do in a day, and if you really want to do it, you'll make yourself go to the gym. If you don't, you'll make an excuse. You're too busy.
Right.
And then you get fat.
Yeah,
good luck getting fat, dudes.
Yeah. Get fat, people.
As I down my mimosa.
The new screw you is get fat. And sip.
Well, but that's the situation. I think the main issue with men and women is the fact that men are out. I mean, the males, just in nature, you know, they're programmed to find as many mates as possible. And for the female, it's just find one that's going to take care of the clan, you know. And so these are like almost opposing objectives and goals. So you have to align them somehow. And, you know, the guy has to realize that, hey, you know, I need to settle down and really take care of just one family.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman needs to understand he's, you know, it's in his genes to look at other women and stuff, but it doesn't mean he has to act on it.
Right.
But it's there.
Yeah.
It's there, you know, and you know.
I'm fine with that. I'm realistic. Go ahead and look at other women. I'm not that girl that's like, you know, I'll say that chick's hot. She's pretty, whatever. I'm not that. If you give me a reason to feel like crap about myself, then I won't allow that. But if it's all secure and whatever, I'm totally fine with being real about the life situation that's happening. Right. I just feel like it takes a really long time for guys to get to where we are.
Right, exactly.
We're already that way.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're more family-minded, and right. women mature faster anyway. Yes, you know?
Which is why we at 30 and some odd need to date men that are like 40
that's
and change.
That's why I like an older guy with gray hair.
Right. Yeah. Because to me, he just looks like a man.
Yeah.
And 30-year-old men these days do not look like men. They look like they are still like kids.
Like boys, huh?
Yeah, like being rocked to bed at night. Like, I'm sorry. If you don't have facial hair, I'm still not sure you went through puberty.
I mean, I'm not going to contest that one. I mean, I feel like there are definitely some young-looking... I feel like a cougar now.
Like, if you're prettier than me, I'm not going to date you.
And there's a lot of those in L.A. I look at guys, I'm like, those jeans are really tight, and they're probably smaller than the ones
on my
body.
Yeah, your waist is smaller than mine.
If my jeans are going to be baggy on you, this is not going to work.
Right, yeah. That's the new test.
Although, how do you feel about... Sam, do you know what lumbersexual is?
No.
How do you feel about lumbersexual guys,
Jack? I love them.
I just heard about it.
So it's men that look like they could probably cut down a tree.
Like a lumberjack. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a lumberjack. Right. So instead of metrosexual, which was like really clean and very like tailored, now lumbersexual is people that were like
more rugged.
More rugged. But facial hair, even a man bun, a mun.
A mun.
If you will. My cousin rocks a mun.
I like muns. I'm into
it. And a big freaking beard.
A beard. I like a beard.
Whoa.
Even if there's a little red in it.
Oh, no. No, with the redheads. By the way, I think I'm open now to it. Something has happened to me, Sam. I don't know.
Do you know Jen's aversion to gingers?
Really?
I have aversion to it.
I don't like super white people.
Right.
Sorry, that sounds racist, but if your skin is like super white, it's not going to happen for me.
I can see your blue veins.
You see, on a woman, it's great, I think.
I don't think it even looks pretty on a woman. Like Nicole Kidman, get a tan.
Yeah, she's a bit white, but...
She's
okay. Well, so here's my thing. So for a really long time, I only liked tall, dark, and handsome. So that means like that
got you far,
right? Well, all my ex-boyfriends have been 6 feet tall, brown hair, whatever. I mean, that's basically my type. They've all looked very different, but that's my jam.
Me too.
So, however, I ignored bald men, I ignored blondes, and I ignored redheads. Second of all, to me, a redhead is a leprechaun that jumps out with a pot of gold. I'm sorry.
She doesn't really like gingers.
No, and it's not because, like...
First of all, I think if you stare into their eyes, they suck your soul out.
She told me not to make eye contact. God.
I don't really think that. Maybe I do a little.
Okay, also in honor of St. Patrick's Day, this is your holiday. Celebrate it.
This is your one day, people.
Run wild with that red hair.
I don't know. I find it very very attractive on a woman.
White skin. What about red hair?
Red hair.
Because, you know, white skin, everything's pinkish and stuff. You know, I like that. You know what
and
I'm saying.
This is why she's uncomfortable with sexual
girl. That's okay. You know, I mean, you got to call it as it is.
That's what he likes.
Exactly. You know.
My head.
Hey, you said tall, dark, and handsome, and I'm like white with pinky stuff.
The pink stuff.
I can't even get there.
Hey, you know what? Everyone to each his own. But I just don't really like that.
No, exactly. And that's why I appreciate the fact that you're not into redheads and stuff. I mean,
I think a lot of men, though, are.
Yeah. But wait, though. So why are you think you're into redheads now?
No, it's okay. So it's not like a full blown like Ed Sheeran, but
whoever that is, it sounded funny.
Oh, look him up, Sam. It'll change your life.
I'll show you who he is.
He's okay. His music is to die.
Oh my God, his voice is amazing.
Appearance is not
really.
You would know his music if you heard it. You wouldn't believe that the voice would be coming out of the human that is producing it.
Really? So this leprechaun, he's British and he sings real well. But anyway, so I can get behind a little red coming out of a beard, but it cannot be on the
really?
Head.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It cannot be on the head, mm-hmm. and it cannot be very orange. Wow. It has to be like a more auburn tone.
Ed his voice, sounds like a
heaven,
like a sultry,
fat
soulful,
cherub singing from heaven.
Really? He's with a like, harp. Yeah. And then you look, and you're like, what the?
It's just dueling concepts, really. Yeah. I can't reconcile.
But yeah, you can't go for an edge. I like to make comparison games with Jen all the time, and I'll be would you ever? Would you?
Think of one.
I did, but I don't think it's appropriate.
What?
I can't. I'll think
Give an example of what you've said to me.
Like, I'll be like, could you have sex with one of our producers at a TV show that I'm not going to name, or Ed Sheeran.
Right. So obviously I know one of them, and then the other one's Ed Sheeran, a redhead. So
it makes it very hard for her to answer.
It does. Okay, then there was this other day where it was like,
I can't think of
it. It was two cars. She was like, would you rather drive that white van, or no, that purple
it was
van?
Sam, hold on.
Wait. It was like a Scooby-Doo van.
It was a purple, first of all. Purple van.
A purple, and it was pedophile van.
Massive. It was like, maybe had five rows in it.
Wow.
And it was parked next to us at a stop sign. So I'm like, I started laughing, imagining Jen driving this van. I do this. And so I said, Jen, would you rather drive that van or that taxi cab?
So I said, well, I would drive the taxi cab because so then I could charge people.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, let's try this again. And she kept giving me options, and I would make a job out of it. I was like, well, no, but then I could live in that van.
Okay, fine. I drive. And then it was another one, like the van or that car. And she picked the van because she's like, well, I could sleep in it then. It's so big.
Then I don't have to pay rent anymore. I would live in my van.
Yeah. And that would be attractive. Right. Then you definitely would get a date.
I will Tinder from the van. The location will always change.
Yeah. I got to tell you, in the 70s, man, those Chevy vans were like the hottest thing. And people would put waterbeds in the back.
Stop
and
it.
Stuff, and live
I
in them.
I wish that we lived
in them.
A waterbed in the back of a van. I mean, you could not be more disgusting.
Well, and then wasn't there like red velvet too involved?
Probably. Yeah.
And like beads that you walked through to get into the waterbed. Exactly. Sam, you did not have one of those.
No, I did not have a van, but they existed.
Yeah, they definitely. Existed,
yeah. Definitely. But people, but you meant you were talking about sleeping in them. Yeah, some people lived in them.
I would not have been good in the 70s. It would not have worked for me.
You couldn't just like wing it.
No, I would have been like, what the hell? This is not happening, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Oh my God. If somebody like took me on a date to their van.
Could you imagine if he was a redhead?
Excuse me. Back then, if you were in high school or something, you would have been.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, that's because you've nowhere else to go. That's true. The mall.
And then that's your parents. Then it's super cool because Joey had a waterbed in the back of his van. Weird.
So weird.
Just sounds like bad things.
There's
bad
even a song called Chevy Van. Have you ever heard it?
No.
I don't think so.
Really?
Who
wow.
sings it?
I forgot him. I forgot his name, and I listen to it all the time. It's a one-hit wonder type of a thing.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I can look it up real quick and let you know. But it's a pretty cool song, and he writes about driving through this town, and he met this girl, and he made love to her in the van.
Ugh.
And then they moved on.
I don't like that. Do you say that for real, Sam?
No, I mean, that's make a
love.
Song.
No, I know, but do you say...
Make love.
Make love. Make like, love. If you want to have sex with a lady and you're, like, trying to woo her, do you say, like, I want to make love to you?
Yes.
No, don't do that.
No?
I don't like that.
So I want to have wild sex with you?
Yeah, that.
Really?
That's better.
Wow. Okay.
See, look, she doesn't like any of it.
She's dying there.
I mean, I guess it's fine if, like, the moment is more romantic, but I think you can still say... I don't know one girl... I really don't know one girl that likes that.
Really?
The words make love. I mean, first of all, we're girls. So maybe women. I don't know when you become a woman anymore because, like, when does that change over?
I don't want.
So how about, like, would you like to play? I mean, that's.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But I just play. Don't. I don't like that.
Play?
Make love? I don't care. As long
play.
As it's not.
Sex is play.
Is it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
making
love is a connection.
Making love is like a dumb way to. It's like somebody decided that they wanted to tell somebody they want to screw them, but they didn't thought how do
it
I make this sound nice? And
but you know not, what? I mean, there isn't such a thing as having sex and, with emotions,
right?
And,
true,
and having it without.
I've never in my life said it. I don't want you to say it to me, and I've never described even a romantic sexual encounter as making love.
Oh, okay, well.
I don't
know.
Right?
We know.
Start asking some of your girlfriends if they like that. And
right.
I bet you 90% of them will say, no, don't say that.
Really? So, and we say it because we think that's what they want to hear.
No.
So that's funny.
Yeah.
That's not it.
No, because also if somebody said it to me, I would be like, are you in love with me?
Yeah.
Are we in a committed relationship having babies? Like, I don't know what this means when you
say
make love.
And then when you just say it, then it's just.
That's a big revelation, you know?
I don't know.
I think it's a term of the past.
I think it's a term that just gets thrown around and nobody really like thinks about what you're actually saying.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's make love. Well, you just want to say let's have sex, but you're really afraid to just say it because you think you sound kind of dirty. And,
exactly.
Like, it's
and
offensive.
You turn her off and
no,
stuff.
But it's not because you're just saying it and you don't even really mean that you want to make love to me.
Yeah. Ugh. But maybe for someone like Jen who's nervous about sex and stuff, you say.
I'm not nervous about sex.
Jen, would you want some dude to say, hey, I really want to what can they say? I really want to be inside of you, or I really want to make love. Which one would you
rather? Okay, well, I appreciate honesty, so I'd probably pick the first one.
It depends who is saying it to you, right?
I just had an encounter with somebody who said the first thing to me, and I normally would not have liked that, but it was actually the way he said it. I was like,
oh, I like that.
Okay. I mean, if he would have said make love, I would have been like, get out of my room.
Yeah, no, I would have looked at that person and been like, oh, you're the worst. Leave immediately.
Yeah. Now, you see, that's the problem women and men have. It's like they don't communicate in the same language.
No, I know. You're right.
You know?
Well, okay, I think also there's a big disconnect in like what men think women want to hear and what women actually want to hear.
Totally.
Right.
They don't think we can handle the truth. We want the truth.
Totally.
So then we get mad when they don't tell us the truth and we think it's something more than it was.
I 100% agree. And then they think we get crazy trying to find the truth, but it's really just because you won't just be honest with them.
Right. Like, easily just say like, look, I don't want anything serious, but I think you're pretty for today.
Yeah.
Like, great. And I know. And then maybe we can make love.
Right, and then we can make love.
Yeah. And then that's fine. But if you try and like beat around the bush and make it all complicated, and then we have to search for the answer that we really want because you can't say it, it's not no good.
Right.
Speaking of the truth and all that jazz, today on our episode of Two Drunk Girls, which goes live at 3 p.m. Pacific time, we talk about The Bachelor and our thoughts on that and the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We do. So you should tune into that. It's on YouTube.
So you have like a live feed on YouTube? Or you just
It's scheduled to post at that time.
I see, okay. We shoot live. We do not edit. We literally hit record and we talk and then we hit stop.
Right.
And then we add in some fancy graphics, but
it's unedited. Us, no filter being, so it might as well be streaming live, but it's just recorded, pre-recorded live.
Right.
Yeah, you just update it right away, so it's...
Yeah, so we post every Thursday at 3 p.m. So our episode this week is about The Bachelor, since the finale was on Monday, and as Lauren likes to call him, the Snatchler.
The Snatchler. He gets a lot of snatch.
He does.
He does, wow.
And then he ends up with one.
And I don't even think he's that cute.
She doesn't think he's cute at all, but, you know.
Do you?
He grew on me. Blondes apparently is my new thing.
Oh, really? Wow.
Hi, blondes.
I don't know what he looks like, but okay.
He's just not my type.
Not her jam at all. Too white, too cornbread.
Yeah.
So
you can be white and cornbread. You just gotta have a little flavor. He does not have that.
You have to be able to call her Shody.
I like when I want a guy to look at me and say, "Hey, Shody."
See, that's something I would never want.
Why not? It's so cute. And then that it's like, I like. Hey, look, I like. Tall, dark, and handsome like you. I can go different directions, but I am fine with a nice black man. I like a black man. I like that type. But I also like a white guy who thinks he's black, like almost better than an actual black guy.
Yeah. I don't know about those guys.
Why?
Man.
No, I like
because you. They try to be somebody.
No, it's
not
that. It's not that they're trying. Like, okay, it's not like a white black thing. That's just like a good way to generalize it. But I like a dude that has like a little something underneath, like a little
swagger
around the edges, a little swag,
confidence.
Call
really.
It like a black thing, if you will, but it doesn't necessarily have.
No,
to
No, because we
anything.
Have black friends that are really white,
very,
really?
Very Carlton-esque. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, our time is just about up. Lauren, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you for having
me. Always a lot of fun. Maybe we'll do it a regular thing.
We should.
Hey, we should.
Yeah.
I'm down.
If you're available and stuff, why not?
And
you know,
if you have
a lot of fun.
Alcoholic beverages to give me.
Next time I'll bring
Bloody
two
Marys.
Champagne bottles.
Or Bloody Marys.
Yeah, Bloody Marys too.
Yeah.
We'll bring plenty this time.
I like
that. And we also need a volunteer to be an LA Talk Radio bartender. So
yeah.
If anybody out there wants to be our bartender.
Tweet us.
Yeah.
Tweet
and
us.
Maybe a driver. If we have two bottles,
totally.
We might need a driver.
We will need
to also, Lauren and I need an intern, so if you're into that, contact us on Twitter.
Cool.
Yeah. Or an alcohol sponsor.
We're looking for a lot of... If you want to just...
Let me just rattle up the list right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Live
if you
on
have,
air.
If you have money, contact them.
Right.
Please.
Yeah.
Please do.
All right. So people can go and check out twodrunkgirls.net.
Yes.
And your Twitter is what?
It's at twodrunkgirls. Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. Our Facebook is The Two Drunk Girls. The two is written out, not the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm sure if they Google it, that's why I don't believe in giving out like URLs and stuff. It's just like Google it. You'll
right.
find
well, all of
it.
Ours are basically two drunk girls or the right. two drunk girls.
The thing
so
is, though,
us.
You might run into like some other people that are drunk on
yeah.
Google.
Yeah, that's
like,
the danger with the two drunk girls thing. So.
Yeah. Right. So you might want to type in like two drunk girls TV or Jen and Lauren or, right. yeah, just at two drunk
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, something yeah. like that. And you'll find them.
Yeah, you
that's
will.
Right.
Sounds
look for
cool.
Us.
Well, Lauren, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Here's hoping that you'll find your husband soon.
That's
and
right.
the same for you, Jen.
Thanks. You were a very maybe. Special guest. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. I feel special.
And maybe we'll have a double wedding or something.
Who I knows, always you know? Say that.
We will.
Really?
We will. She actually has already planned my wedding. It's on the beach. We're wearing linen. So if anybody wants to apply for my husband, that's what you'll be wearing.
Cool. Are you guys the same age pretty much?
Yeah.
No. Yeah? No?
Jen.
Okay. You're pretty much the same age.
Yeah.
They're both 25.
Exactly.
Yes. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Thanks for the drinks. Thanks for everything.
Thank you, Sam,
thank
for the
you.
Drinks.
It was a great show, right?
Yeah.
It was great. I had
awesome.
Fun.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen right here on LA Talk Radio.